I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bawl. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heights.
And old possum, George Jones, bring us in. Joseph D. McBride, a really smart lawyer and investigator, joins us to get into what in the hell's going on in Brown University. There's some incredible clips coming up. I mean, obviously a cover-up. Bongino, the shakeups in the DOJ, he's got a lot of sources there, done an amazing job. We're going to be talking to him in about 4 or 5 minutes, but some stations don't carry this segment, so I don't want to go to him right now. I want everybody to be able to hear this. And I got a lot of other news that's also going to tie into that. But getting back to what I was saying, the left is trying to create racial politics and beat whites over the head that you're evil because you're white. So it's healthy for whites to stop apologizing, stop kissing ass. When the left does it and tries to control your language and what you say and do. In fact, I have a clip coming up where the university's like, don't say the Brown shooting. That's saying brown people shoot people. See, it's like this game to make everything racial, control the language, 1984. No, we have to reject all of that. But at the same time, we can't have our own weird orthodoxy out of the right wing of what we can say, what we can do. This is what freedom is all about. So here's Colbert and some other compilations, remember, literally demonizing white people. Remember what these folks are all about.
And white Americans will soon be a minority, and that's great.
You know, whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country.
We are going to be a white minority very, very soon. I'm okay with that.
If things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in?
America is going to look very different in 100 years. You're not going to be able to tell. You're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Puerto Rican, whatever. It's going to be very complex, and I think ultimately that's going to be good.
White Americans feel that they're losing their country. They're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. In the end, they are not the future.
For the first time in American history, the number of white people went down.
White population is declining for the first time in history in America.
White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority.
It's treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
To abolish whiteness is to abolish white people.
White people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? We gotta take these motherfuckers out.
Was it or was it not the duty of every good revolutionary to kill all newborn white babies?
We have to kill white people.
When do we start killing white people?
I don't want to say we need to go start killing all white folks, but it's like, but maybe.
When we say we want to kill whitey, we don't really mean we want to kill whitey, we do.
We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
Fuck white!
Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent will be in an absolute minority.
Look how evil my organist is, that human trafficking child molester.
Absolute minority.
Guaranteed child molester.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
We don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now.
White men who think like you.
To the white men running to be the Democratic presidential candidate, can you not?
Where people just get very, very excited about white men. I mean,
we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men.
Our country should be more fearful of white men.
People of color have been saying since the election that the Trump election was about white supremacy.
But what about the other side of the coin? White privilege.
Been able to cash in on white privilege.
Dear white people.
Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's catching heat for apparently deciding to only grant interviews to black or brown journalists.
I don't want to say we need to go and start.
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. All right, our guest has done incredible work on J6, on election fraud, you name it, work with President Trump and the others. Joseph D. McBride, Esquire, civil litigation, white collar crime and criminal defense, corporate and geopolitical strategy. We'll go over his whole huge bio. McBride Law, New York City. On X, McBrideLawNYC.com. So I wanted to get him on for his take on Brown University and what's happened there. Now, day one, I said, this is obviously a cover-up. I don't know of what. And then when you walk through it all, it is the most naked cover-up ever. No reward. Oh, we're not going to tell you the description. We're not going to interview the students. We don't know. Then we learned they told the students that were in the room. This guy knew right where he was going, you know, shooting both his main targets point blank in the head, including the leader of the Young Republicans there, and then leaving, and then you look at the individual, and then they expunge somebody off the website. Let's just say it looks a lot like him, and then they say, but don't look at that. We're not saying that's who did it. I mean, this is wild. Then you have a day later, this shooting at MIT of the head scientist over the literal most advanced technology we've got, plasma theory, you know, that deals with all the free energy and black holes and all that. How do we know it's not the same person? And then we've got Islamic stabbings of police out in Washington State, calling the police with 911 calls and attacking them. That gets covered up. You've got all this stuff starting, and you see the suppression of it. So we're going to hit all that. Then we'll get into Bongino. And look, I knew Bongino before he was ever on Fox News. Yeah, he was a senior Secret Service agent, blew the whistle on Obama. We'd get him on, and then over the years, you know, he did a great job with his podcast, all the rest of it. Then he did a 180 once he got in. So I'm not trying to demonize him. We were told, and later it came out that was the case, that he was upset about the handling of the Epstein. Well, that's a good thing. Not that Trump's involved, but just that deep state deals were made to brush it under the rug, and they double-crossed Trump and then brought out cherry-picked garbage with nothing burgers. But the bigger issue is, why is Bongino gone? How long for Kash Patel, and who replaces him? So we got a big shakeup coming very, very soon. And I tell you, Kyle Serafin nailed months ago that before Christmas he'd be gone. He said a week ago he'd be gone next week. He said 2 days ago he'll be gone on Wednesday. He did announce his resignation that'll then be official on January 3rd. And I can tell you some of the backstory stuff, but that's sources, so I can't go there. But there's a civil war at DOJ. But you have all this intifada. You have more Islamic attacks they foiled in Germany, in Switzerland, in Austria, in Australia, in L.A., working with Antifa and Trantifa. I mean, this is a big move. And we've always explained the Democrats, Obama, Al Gore, all of them were behind the Arab Spring. They were behind the Muslim Brotherhood. So people say, oh, the Muslims aren't the biggest threat, but they're allied with the left. Even if they're 5-10% of the population in the country, they can be used as a detonator for destabilization, and now their imams are everywhere calling for violence at a level 200 times I ever saw, 300. I mean, it's everywhere. So big movements are happening. They want destabilization. Joseph D. McBride, great to have you here. Great lawyer, great investigator. Let's get into Brown University first here and just look at the anomalies and the angles and everything we're seeing here. They look so scared day one. They then said there weren't any cameras. Now we know there weren't 800, there were 1,200. I think Jesse Waters has done the best job of just the overview of confirmed stuff. Then you have police officer, former police officer Tatum. And I've seen his gait analysis. People have done gait analysis. Looks like the same guy. He's coming out and saying it's the same guy. I'm not saying that. But then they have press conferences to say, don't look at this guy. We know he's cleared, even though they don't even know. They never interviewed any of the 90 students or 60. They changed the number. But then we talk to the students, and they say, no, we've been told don't talk. It messes up the investigation. So I've never seen, because it's a mix of incompetence and a cover-up, in my view. So let's walk through this. Joseph D. McBride, good to have you with us.
Alex, it's good to be back, man. I appreciate you having me on. This situation there at Brown, it's truly tragic. Look, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. You can't be on any outside street in New York City and not be on camera. But what do we know about the camera situation first and foremost at Brown? There was an organized political movement to turn the cameras off on multiple occasions due to political protests and other reasons.
Well, let's be clear, Palestinians on campus that this guy was the head of asked for it. They've admitted that.
Right. So what does that do? If you're advertising to the world that your cameras are down, if you're advertising to the world that you can come here and commit a crime, well, then people are going to come there and they're going to commit crimes. And if you want to murder somebody, if you want to target maybe a Republican member of the student body and assassinate that person, murder that person and get away with it, then what better situation than this? Because you know that the cameras are down. So in many respects, it's completely foreseeable that a crime, that an atrocity could happen when you proffer to the world that, hey, we don't do cameras here because we believe that traditional policing methods or high-tech policing methods are somehow offensive.
And that's right. The Brown police chief, we have the clip, said people don't like policing. We want no policing.
Yeah, that's not, you are foregoing your duty to society when you participate in that type of behavior. Look, if you want to be a popular police chief and turn the cameras off, well, then, hey, this is the kind of result that you're going to get. But an ethical police chief, an ethical police department would say, hey, listen, we get the politics behind this, but you're opening yourself up to grave danger.
But we've all seen Ocean's 11. They hack in and turn the cameras off. I mean, on January 6th, the feds didn't want the cameras released. That finally hung them. I mean, we know, obviously, cameras can be used for Big Brother, but when they're in common areas, it causes massively lower crime. So when someone says turn the cameras off, I mean, I first saw this 3 days ago. It's confirmed. They said the Palestinian groups asked the cameras be turned off. So the school said we turned them off. Now they said they didn't. Well, then that makes whoever asked you turn the cameras off the main suspect. Who the hell? What are you planning that you want cameras turned off? I mean, my God, if somebody called and said, hey, mind if you turn your cameras off next Tuesday? I'm like, what, are you about to rob my house? Like, I mean, it's so obvious.
It's very obvious, and it's not good. And look, there's a lot of chatter online. I saw Senator Tuberville yesterday, Jack Posobiec, talking about it. It looks like there was one of the victims who passed away. Her last name is Cook. I believe Ella Cook. She was one of the members of the student body Republican leadership.
She was this deputy head of the Republicans.
Right, and she's gone? I mean,
this guy comes in all the way up, goes right to the class in a special class that was just for a pretest, knows right where to go, and shoots her reportedly right in the head.
Right, and if this is true, which it appears to be, it doesn't matter if you're Charlie Kirk, President Trump, or if you're a college person at campus trying to exercise your First Amendment rights. You are a target in the world that we live in, and law enforcement will not do its job. We know this from January 6th. We know this from the Charlie Kirk situation, another college shooting, and we know this from Brown. I mean, this guy is still at large. This is a mass murderer. This is somebody who's got no consideration for life, no consideration for the rules of law. This is a murderer walking the streets of the United States of America. He could pop up at any place, at any time, and kill. Right. And,
by the way, I checked, because they've complained before, the liberals. That school had 1,200 cameras, a whole bunch of them high tech. They were in the classes. They were in the hallways. So why are they falsely claiming they don't exist? And then why are they scrubbing the website of the Palestinian leader? And, I mean, what does all that look like to you?
Well, it smacks of January 6th and of JFK to me. Look, we know that anytime law enforcement or the government turns a blind eye to something, it's one or two things. Number one, they just don't want to be held accountable for it, so they don't apologize. Number two, if there are more nefarious things at play, there could be people with inside of that community who are complicit or participants in this type of action. We don't want to talk about this. This sucks. Nobody wants to talk about this kind of things, but there is no, in our country, there's no longer trust in institutions and political institutions and law enforcement institutions. They have repeatedly failed us, and they're failing us with greater frequency and with greater severity. This is unconscionable that this guy is still out there, that this is still happening. It's unconscionable that these cameras were off. But when you invite this kind of evil to your door, it's like Dracula or the devil. Look, if you invite him in, he's in. And once he's in, he's going to wreak havoc. And when you turn the cameras off, and when you're law enforcement, the chief of police, you see the way this guy's acting with the media? This is not somebody who wants to tell the truth. This is not somebody who wants to engage in meaningful dialogue. He's condescending. He's talking down to
people. Well, let's be clear. They expunged the Palestinian studies leader who, I'm just saying, in the photos of the reported shooter, and then video of him in Palestinian demonstrations, pot-bellied, round shoulders, short, fat face, very pale, same walk, same everything. I'm not saying it's him. Maybe just magically somebody looks just like him. But then you've got, I've got the clip here, you've got the official saying, how dare you bring that up to the press? That's dangerous. Well, if it's not dangerous for you, why are you so upset?
Yeah, well, who knows why they're upset? It doesn't look good. It's a bad look. And this is the era that they live in. They live in the era of a highly sophisticated American populace. We spoke about this on your show before, Alex. The American people are an informed.
No, I agree. The lights are on. People aren't asleep anymore. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have the ability to look online, investigate things, use our own technology, and ask very important questions. And when we ask an important question, we should get a meaningful answer from law enforcement. We should not be met with shock, with how could you, don't dare you. All that is insulting to us. All that is wrong. They're not doing their job. And it's very, very scary for the people in that area to kind of figure out what's going on here. Anything can happen. Right? There are no rules right now. There was a mass murderer walking the street, and nobody really seems to care about it.
Let's boil it down. I'm sure you've seen the photos of the guy that Tatum says he thinks is the main suspect and others. I'm not saying that. Maybe there's a guy that has a big fat face and pasty white and short and dresses the same and looks the same and walks the same. But I look at them side by side, videos we put yesterday, and I mean, I'm like, wow. You know, I've always been good at recognizing things, but it's not hard. It's not hard at all. And the family says they've been told by investigators that she was targeted. Then you see the press conference. We have no idea who was in the room. We didn't talk to anybody. We know nothing. And then eyewitnesses come forward and say, well, the police told us, you know, it's an investigation. Don't talk. But he yelled Allah Akbar. So here is a Rhode Island AG ask about this particular student, the pro-Palestine activist, who also headed up one of their official groups, whose Brown University profiles were mysteriously scrubbed. AG explodes at reporters asking about him, you're playing a dangerous game. So you expunge somebody off of the site. We're actually just asking about him. Why'd you do this? And he's like, it's dangerous. Don't ask a question. Here it is.
Question about that name. And I know the name that you're asking about because a member of the media asked me about it. I am familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with it when the media member asked me about it. I think it was either CBS or NBC. I asked my team about it. I think this is an area where caution is really necessary. There are lots of reasons why a page might be taken down, particularly if there's chatter out there about, to your question, Amanda, about words that were spoken. It's easy to jump from someone saying words that were spoken to what those words are, to a particular name that reflects a motive targeting a particular person. That's a really dangerous road to go down. Really dangerous. If that name meant anything to this investigation, we would be out looking for that person. We would let you know we were looking for that person. You know, again, I think it's just a really dangerous road to go down. I know that in today's age, there are lots of things that people read into things. It's just a dangerous thing to do. And I would leave it to us to identify persons of interest and let us run them down. What the public can do for us today is help us figure out who this guy is. And we hope to have more information out that will help you do that. Help us do that. You have a phone.
So they're not going to publish until people pressure them the photo. Just find the website. There's no reward. They don't question any of the people. They said yesterday, we have no idea who the students were, even though you have who was enrolled in that. We have no idea. We know nothing. We don't have any internal cameras. We won't say if they're broken or not. But we're sure this guy is A-OK. We have no grasp of anything, but this guy's A-OK. What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like a cover-up and an incompetence. Look, they know more than they're leading on, and they don't want to talk about it. The fact is that they should tell the general public, look, the public thinks that this guy's a suspect. We brought him in. We identified him. His DNA is not at the scene. We swabbed him. We did this. We did that. And because of that, we cut him loose. He's not a suspect. Or we've interviewed the guy and we haven't made a conclusion. But the fact that they're not giving us any tangible information to go on is gives the general public carte blanche to run with any theory. This is what happened. This is what happens when law enforcement operates with this idea than you. We know better than you. You should sit down. You should shut up. You should not ask any questions. We'll let you know when we get around to it. And that's that. That doesn't work in this situation. That doesn't work in this day and age anymore. A couple of people lost their lives. One person at least looks like she was targeted for her political associations. This guy is still at large. The public is demanding answers now, and they're not giving any. So until they give more answers.
And it's always par for the course, because there's all these other Islamic attacks, car attacks, last few days, stabbing attacks in the U.S. It gets covered up. So it's the standard procedure. We're now in Australia. They're deplatforming and arresting people, saying Islam did this, ship them out. I've got the articles here coming up. And the same thing, UK's passing an anti-Muslim hate definition. They banned a vigil from getting a permit for those killed in Sydney, but let Muslims march instead. So my point is they're suppressing the people and then backing Islam completely.
Yeah, I agree. And look, the point about fundamentalism is dangerous all across the board, but in particular with the violence that you see with Islamic fundamentalism, it's a particular problem. But when you look at Islamic countries like the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Qatar, places like that.
Oh, the Muslim Brotherhood's banned everywhere. They don't put up with this.
They don't put up with it at all. They'll lock you up, execute you the next day. It doesn't fly over there. This is a Western problem because Western governments are importing third worlders from God knows where, from all over the world, and they're coming here and they're behaving like they do in the third world.
Well, let's be clear. Meanwhile, the only reason Islam didn't take over wasn't the Crusades. They would end up fighting with each other over and over again. And so UAE, all of them have reformed, whether you trust it long-term or not. They're explaining the Muslim Brotherhood founded 100 years ago that was pro-Hitler. It literally is an expansionist Muhammad 2.0 global domination, Lex Luthor, Legion of Doom operation. And so people don't. So the left's all allied with it. Mondami's part of it. All of them. This is literally a criminal syndicate in their own words.
It really is. And again, when you have to ask these questions, why these fundamentalist groups align with the left? When you look at these other Islamic governments like the UAE, they're all pro-Trump. They're pro-Trump. They're pro-conservative values. They are anti-fundamentalism. They are anti-terrorism. They don't put up with this nonsense at all. But it's us. It's us, the idiots in the West, who continually put up with this type of stuff. No meaningful resolution, no plan of action, no calling a spade, and things for what it is. So until this changes, it's only going to get worse. There's no end in sight for the United States. It's getting worse over here. Europe is finished. You look at what's happening in London. You look at what's getting ready to happen in New York City. It's all bad. It's all bad because people are afraid to speak the truth. Why, Alex? I don't know. I can only conclude that they hate this country. You have one side of the political aisle that loves this country, who's calling it, who's calling a spade and speaking truth to power and saying these people need to be held accountable. And you have the other side who's empowering this group to do violence.
Look, it's
simple. Against whites,
just like
and against Christians.
They see the Muslim Brotherhood as their muscle. And the smarter Muslims are like, that's not us for at least 20 years. UAE and stuff saying, keep them out, don't blame us, because they've got science, technology, they want to be George Jetson, which is smart. I guess they're kind of the Reformation. But look at this. You have MIT grief shooting death a day after this happened at Brown of renowned director of plasma science. Folks, that's the free energy black hole. This is the stuff. I always say his name wrong. Nuno F.G. Laurifera, 47, shot multiple times at his house, in like execution style. And the thing is, I tracked the news. I can see the numbers. Overall violent crime planed out in the last 10 years, went down some. The peak was like 96. But still, it's out of control in certain pockets. But killing of executives, killing of scientists, killing of epidemiologists, killing of healthcare, you know, people that control slush funds. People say, oh, Mangione, oh, he killed a guy, deserved to be killed. But then you actually look, there was an investigation into all this stolen money. I think there's some major mafia groups or something behind there, and they're using extremists as a cover, because I'm seeing unprecedented levels of key people getting killed. Again, this is a conspiracy theory. 99% of what I do is just facts, but I am just seeing a lot of key people getting killed. What are you hearing about this?
Look, just look at the situation where this guy just got executed the other day, the guy you're talking about from MIT. If you look at the timing on it, right, this is the perfect opportunity for his story to get memory hold. You're dealing with the Epstein files dropping. You're dealing with what just happened at Brown. You're dealing with all these other shootings across the world. This guy was targeted probably for the technology that he's participating in. We don't know. It's just pure speculation. But when you look at it, it looks like an execution. And when you look at the timing, any reasonable-minded person can say, hey, look, this timing stinks to high heaven. This is the perfect time to execute somebody and make it be memory hold, because nobody's going to talk about it because there are so many other things going on. And if the shooter gets caught, they'll probably celebrate him like they're doing with this Luigi guy in New York. I mean, there are women lining up like it's a Michael Jackson concert. It's unbelievable what's happening. I don't know what's going on with the consciousness in this country, but murderers are being celebrated. This Luigi Mangione guy is being celebrated. He's in the New York Post. He's in the New York Times. He's all over the place, right? He's being celebrated as some cultural hero.
And they reported the jail like boxes of panties every day.
It's insane. It's absolutely, it's a mental disorder. I mean, when you celebrate a murderer like this, it's an absolute mental disorder. There's something wrong with these people.
Well, look
people.
At all the Western women, feminists wearing hijabs saying they want Islam. Literal Stone Age religion, when it's practiced Orthodox-wise, that throws gays off buildings, and you see the left trans for Islam. It's like saying chickens for weasels or, you know, right. Sheep for wolves.
Right, yeah. Yeah, look, you know, vegans who love steak, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. There's something fundamentally wrong with these people. And the problem is that they're growing in numbers and they're growing in power, right? It's a disordered way of life. It's a disordered way of thinking. Everything about the way these people live is fundamentally flawed. The way that they think is fundamentally flawed. And the people who they celebrate are fundamentally flawed as well. This is the power vacuum, what happens when you take Jesus out of the Constitution, you take religion out of the public sector, you eliminate God from the American consciousness. What do you have left? You have evil. You have mankind. You have evil left over. And it's a very, very unfortunate thing.
You create a vacuum. It's like Bob Dylan said, you got to serve something. Like, everybody's going to serve something. So if you say God doesn't exist, you just let the devil in by denying it.
That's exactly right. Jesus said it. You can't serve two masters. You'll love one and hate the other. And we know for certain that these people hate Jesus. There's no doubt about it. And look, what did Jesus say also about the devil? He's the father of lies. He's been a murderer since the beginning. And this whole culture is about death and murder. I mean, it's what it is, and it's very bad.
You're of your father, the devil, so you love death. Wow. So all I know is, with these cover-ups, they keep acting like we're 20 years ago. Like you said, we're in the information age, guys. I mean, I don't know what Brown's going to do, because there's definitely cover-up. And, I mean, man, I tell you, the guy's a spitting image. I don't know how they get out of this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I was asking great investigator, amazing J6 lawyer, Joseph D. McBride, whether he thinks the shooting at Brown University can be tied to the MIT top. I mean, MIT is the top of all this. Trump, we control time and space. We control the statements earlier this year. And then he gets executed. Looks very professional from what we've seen. Now WGRI out of Boston says police probe potential ties between Brown University attack and MIT professor slaying. What is really going on here? We'll get to that in a moment, but let me just say something real quicker. For me, stuff just clicks. And watching Trump's speech last night that was very dense, it was all true, but most of it went over most people's heads. I mean, if you're not a policy wonk, you get like half of it.
And Steve Bannon said, what should he do? And I said, he should find a way to conscript us, get us on board that he can't do it all, and explain how they're trying to block what he's doing, which is legion examples, the courts and these overrides and the blue states, you know, are the ones that collect the money on sales tax or on tax on tips. So they're saying they're going to keep it. I mean, go on the warpath. And I talked to some of the speechwriters. I mean, I was involved in that speech a little bit. And I told them, I said, stop saying the economy's perfect. Talk about the good stuff you did. And I'm not saying I'm even that smart. I can't believe, because I was already telling the White House a lot of stuff 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But now they really listen. So that's why I want to thank listeners that were at that point. But I just got calls, a couple calls from people that said Trump's interested in what I was saying. He's gotten the message and they're actually listening. That is exciting. Because they get the messaging is the problem. The mission is great. But at 79, and Trump's really smarter than me in a lot of ways, I'm 51. I'm kind of between, you know, all the groups, and I stay up with what the kids are doing and what they're up to, and they're abbreviating everything. Drives me crazy. But let's just know, I know everything from roadblocks to William Shakespeare. You know, I know the latest Pokemon for, you know, whatever, up to the latest whatever. And so I'm kind of in the middle of it all. Somebody like Trump, that ain't how it's working. He's a throwback. Which is a great. He's like in the 18th century or something. The way his family raised him, which is good. We needed that in this corrupt time. But he's also very blind to a lot of stuff. Let's just not lie about that. Yeah, he's 3D chess on a lot of issues. Other issues, he's like Rip Van Winkle woke up 100 years later. Okay, so it's up to us that understand all this to, you know, get through to him. But just briefly, we'll take an hour to go over it all, and it's some. I'll probably do an update tomorrow. People keep asking about the future of InfoWars. We've survived so many attacks, it becomes like the guy that cried wolf, but it's not been. You've seen all the attacks. You know it's real. It's God getting us out of it over and over again. The fake show trials, finding us guilty, HBO produced, ridiculous crap, you know, fake auctions, trying to shut us down, sitting in the U.S. trustee's office without warrants or court orders to shut us down. I refuse to go. Judge fires them, new U.S. trustee, on and on and on. Then the judge says, I'm sick of it. Once a criminal investigation got started, not of the judge, but of the U.S. trustee, and the Judge Lopez kicked it out of federal court and said, we're not doing this, because they'd already had Judge Jones that he took over for in a big scandal. Judge Jones' girlfriend was the U.S. trustee for the DOJ attacking us. Kind of getting this straight now. It goes on. I presented films and documents, the DOJ, the CIA funding the attacks on us. So they sent in Ed Martin, not just the investigation you heard about, but a bunch of others, which are, by the way, still going on. They all flip out. It gets kicked into state court. And so now they appoint a receiver. And then I don't know what the Trump DOJ is doing, but now they're all paralyzed. And Ed Martin won't talk to me. He said, look, investigations, I'm not going to talk to you. So all right, fine. Now they're all paralyzed, and they're all freaked out and scared. So now they're like, I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Soon I will be able, but it's just the craziness of this. This is like 10 marathons here, but that's how God works. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it with your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. And I apologize to our guests. I saw this out here real quick. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning. And now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff. And there's no money. Because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver, I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. So it's kind of like they want us just to go under without having to have the fight, because they know there is a conspiracy against rights, criminal investigation, I'll just stop right there, that is cut and dry with the whistleblowers, with the documents. I mean, it's open and shut. That's why the DOJ contacted me. I said, why? I didn't even go to them. I said, why do you care about me? And they said, they got sloppy with you. And they won't tell me all the stuff they've got. And you had to have the deputy, you know, AG come in and like try to block it. But that didn't happen. Trump ordered this investigation. I'll just leave it at that. So I don't know what's going on, because that's how this stuff works. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Well, two I designed. Rob designed the other one. defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, you know, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's just InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. So we got them to do this. The argument was, if we don't get money in, we shut down ahead of this auction you're going to have, or if they just pull back because they know what they've done. The point is, we're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. I don't want to do all that. I apologize to our guests. I'm going to hear this. Everybody keeps wanting to get an update. I'm just telling you, it's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers that are going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones that shut us down. And I get it. It goes on and on and on. That's the whole point of Trump. Look what all he's been through. This is a marathon. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. We need a lot of money. We're like $400,000 in the hole. It was just not that much. I mean, in the past, that would be nothing. But I need the support right now. And that's not $400,000 right now. That's projected into March. But we have to be able to show the court we've got that. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes. We're all dead. And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We got a whole new network built, whole new deal. Do you really want me to get the name InfoWars? No, we need to keep pushing because we've got their ass. They're under criminal investigation. We've got criminal civil rights lawsuits already filed. More about to be filed. We already have them. We have whistleblowers. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. It's so insane. It's like beyond any movie you've seen. Joseph D. McBride, I'm going to shut up, and I apologize I'm ranting. McBride Law, New York City on X. Finishing up with the situation in Brown. Now even the police are investigating. Is it the same shooter? This to me is very, very ominous. With everything we're seeing with the Podesta plan trying to create a civil war, where are we going from here? And then what's your take on the big shakeup at the DOJ that's going on?
Look, my take on the Brown shooting and on the assassination of the gentleman from MIT is that it's all bad. The timing doesn't look good. The location doesn't look good. Law enforcement doesn't appear to be doing its job. We need answers, and we need them now. And Alex, I just want to say just two real quick things to the two points you just made. First, with Trump, right, there needs to be a clear line of succession. Trump needs to articulate relatively early if it's going to be J.D. Vance or if it's going to be somebody else. I hope it's J.D. Vance. But if it's going to be J.D. Vance, he's got to get behind him. And we have to get that train running. There needs to be a clean line of succession saying, this is the person I'm passing my mantle to. This is the mission. He needs to campaign for that person well before the primaries and anything happens. We can't go into the next election.
That's right. It's showing weakness now. That's why Noam's leaving the lineup and others. He's got to crown the heir apparent now just to protect America and his flank.
He does. And look, there are two. I've been in the Trump orbit for long enough to articulate this. There are two people in that Trump orbit. There are the people who are ass-kissing grovelers who want nothing more than a picture at Mar-a-Lago or a picture by the Christmas tree in D.C. at the White House, who will not challenge Trump, who will not criticize Trump, who will not say anything to Trump. They'll just kiss. Yeah, that's it. They'll just kiss his ass and grovel at his feet because that's what they're about. That's what their whole ambition in life is just to cozy up to him. And then there are people in his life who are critical, who are forward-thinking, who are hard-nosed, who he is at odds with sometimes, but that's a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. He needs to rely on those people. He needs to set those people in motion and to give those people, whether he agrees with them on everything or disagrees with them on some stuff, he needs to empower those people to make a difference in the world right now and going forward. If he doesn't do those things, then the mission has failed. And to the point about your case and the ongoing litigation, look, I represent a lot of high-profile people who the world wants to cancel as well. The process is the punishment. What they want to do is they want to use indefinite litigation, eternal war against you, with the idea that you'll be bankrupted and the idea that you won't be able to fund your defense. And that gets specifically acute when you're winning. So to your viewers, it's more important for them to support you now than ever, because the closer you get to winning, the more they're going to attack attack you, the more they're going to try to hurt you. The more people, the more sleeper cells that they have in the institutions that matter, they're going to activate. And the only way that you can overcome that is through money. There's no other way, because that's what's going to fund your defense. That's what's going to fund your attack. That's what's going to fund everything that you can do.
No, I totally agree with you. And that's it. When we've been winning, and now it's just escalating, like you said.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate, but in the end, you'll win. God is on your side, and God is undefeated. In the end, you'll win. But I'll be buying those posters right after this. I'll guarantee you that, my friend.
Well, I swear on my soul and my children, this is real. And for the listeners, they know, but the fight's so long, that's because we persevered. Like any real fight, anything in history that's worth something is long and hard.
Indeed. It's a war, and you got to win it, and you can't win the war without troops and ammunition. That's just the way to go. That's the way that this goes. It's litigation war, and that's part of the world that we live in. And, I know we wanted to talk, I don't know where you're at on time.
No, we got plenty of time. Let's talk about, I don't dunk on Bongino, even though he's so smart in ways, but also dumb in others. I remember, he used to be a frequent guest, and, right when Trump got in, 9 years ago, he calls up, and he goes, said in front of my producers, come on, he goes, listen, you better stop saying I'm your source of the Secret Service, that Hillary is in, was collapsing and in this black ambulance. I said, you weren't our source. And he goes, well, I hear you are. You better effing watch it. I said, hey, dude, don't talk to me like that. You think I don't have any sources but you? And so he never liked me after that, but I hoped he would be good. And I heard he left because he's mad about Epstein. But what does that to you signal? And what's your information on everything that's about to unfold, what's happening? They're trying to frame Trump, saying, oh, he's best buddies with Epstein. No evidence of that. What do you see coming to the DOJ?
Well, with regard to Bongino, let me say this. He built his brand on kicking ass and taking names. And when he decided to go back to the FBI, there was an expectation that he was going to do exactly that. There was a minimal expectation of disruption. And the disruption that we were all hoping for, the disruption that we all needed, did not happen. Okay, that's fine. You're going against the powers that be. Institutions like the FBI and the DOJ tend to absorb whistleblowers and reformers. But what we did not see is, number one, results. Number two, there was no and there is no communication with a degree of specificity to the American public. They are not articulating the facts about any of these investigations in the way that clicks with any of our minds or our guts or our souls, where you go, oh, okay, that makes sense. It's been a lot of behavior like the previous administration's leadership, and none of us wanted to see that. So when you go in and you say that you're going to kick ass and take names, and you've built your entire brand on that, and instead of kicking ass and taking
names, you do a bat turn and start groveling with every, oh, Crooks acted alone. Oh, Epstein killed himself and wasn't a child trafficker. And it was like, I know Bongino's smart. I know Patel's smart. Why would they look like deer in the headlights and then say stuff that A is not true and say it ridiculously? If you're going to cover something up, I'm not giving them tips. Shut up. Why did they do that?
There is really no good answer. The House tends to protect itself. When a lot of these January 6th guys came to me,
they were just fawning at the new FBI, showing the club they were really part of it.
I think that's definitely a part of it. The House tends to protect itself. That is for certain. And look, Bongino's been there for almost a year. He's doing like this victory tour. I don't see what the big victory is. They changed locations, big deal. It doesn't mean anything, right? There is no tangible results when it comes to a lot of these investigations.
Let me be clear. I'm not trying to be mean to Bongino because I wish he was a success. He is reviled now. He was loved a year ago. He is reviled. So if he wants to be delusional and think he's won something, I want, not about hurting him, but I want it to be a message to the next guys they put in. If you try to do this again, the public isn't putting up with you. Do you think Bongino knows how hated he is, or are you getting the same feedback I'm getting?
No, I think he's got an idea of it. Look, at the end of the day, you can't say I'm going to kick ass and take names, and then the only name that you take is Miranda Devines, and she's a former ally, and you say she's a member of the deep state. That doesn't make any sense. He hasn't apologized.
And then
he should apologize.
Carl Serafin.
Yeah, it's just, and like you said, I respect Dan Bongino. I respect his career, his work. Look, I'm a Brooklyn guy. He's a Queens guy, I believe. You know, he started at the NYPD, served his country, served the city, went into the Secret Service, is a whistleblower. He's done a lot of good things, right? But that doesn't excuse the current state of affairs. That doesn't excuse the current state of events. So
let me ask you this. You have a lot of sources there. Why did he 180, or do you not know?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why did he 180?
You know, the House tends to protect itself, Alex. There's no reasonable level of communication coming out. All I know is that that institution is saturated with people who do not like the president and with people.
Sure, but by the way, this is pure speculation. I'm not putting a rumor out here. I want to be 100% clear. Did they expose his girlfriend or something? That's the only thing that would explain this.
I don't know. I don't know. He strikes me as the type of guy who, if there was something like that, if a conflict was going to happen, he would have just called it and went back to his podcast and said, F everybody, right? And that's kind of what he's doing, but he's doing it, but he's saying, we're doing a great job. We're doing this. He's protecting the house as he leaves. So it's not adding up. I don't know what the good answer is right now. And when he comes back into the private sector and he's back on his podcast, it's incumbent upon people like you and upon people like me and Miranda Devine, Brianna Murillo, to grill him on every nook and cranny as to what was going on. Because maybe he's limited as to what he can say right now. I don't know. Let's give him an out. But, you know, when he comes back out, he's going to have to answer for it.
Let me ask you this. Body language is everything. Remember like 7-8 months ago, they go on Fox and say Epstein killed himself, didn't have accomplices, crooks acting alone. They looked like they had guns in their heads then. Like, they were like Academy Award winning actors. Like, if I told actors, I want you to look as scared and freaked out and like electricity's been plugged into your ass. Like, you see the footage, like, what makes you go tell these preposterous stories and look like you're hooked up to high voltage? Like, what? How do you? I actually want to just know from a mystery sense, how did they get them to do this, and why would they then go out there like they were dying?
The only conclusion is that as a private citizen, you have an idea of what's going on. You look at the facts and you say, you're going to go in there, I'm going to solve this mystery, and then you get in there to solve the mystery, and you're presented with facts that you had no idea were coming, or you had no idea we're at play. And maybe the revelations of the truth would hurt too many people. I'm not entirely sure. All I know is that we can conclude that they're not being forthcoming with us. We can conclude that there was no shakeup at the FBI. We can conclude that they're failing across the board when it comes to Thomas Crooks, when it comes to where's the intervention in Brown, what is going on with all these situations. We just don't know. Epstein thing is a debacle. And when you look at the DOJ hires typically from very left-leaning Ivy League schools.
Yeah, what is it, like 80% liberal?
Yeah, forget it. It's horrible.
Well, let me just say this. I mean this. I actually think it's endearing that Cash Patel and Bongino look like deer in the headlights when they're forced to go up there and spew beat. Because evil guys like Comey can do it very slick, or Obama. You can't. They're such good liars, you can't even tell because it's all lies. So the thing is, I think they were good guys. They got given reasons and whatever. And so that's why it was so transparent. So I think actually they're good guys the other day. I just think they were in over their head.
Yeah, look, I get it. But look, when you sign up to do a job, when you make a pledge to the American people that you're going to go in there and you're going to do this job, and he's talking about, I gave up my career, I haven't seen my wife. Bro, that's what you signed up to. People go to war every day for this country.
I'm just saying, why would you? I mean, like, an evil guy would be more sophisticated than these two.
Yeah, no, I don't think that they're evil. I don't think that they're evil at all. And with particular to Dan Bongino, I think he went in for noble reasons. And he's probably leaving because he's sick and tired of all the bullcrap there. But it would be a lot better if he would talk about the bullcrap in contemporaneously with his exit.
Oh, he'd
right?
be a real hero if he did that. In fact, the only way for him to save himself, because Bongino, let me give you a newsflash, you're done. Okay, people hate your guts now. The only way to get your... And I said back with the time I did the deer in the headlights, I said, don't do that again or it's over for you. And he got pissed off at me. I'm not going to get into it. He calls up... I'm going to get into it. Bitching... Other people he knows know me, bitching at me through them. Won't even call me to do it. Like, I'm out to get him. Dude, I'm not out to get you. The deep state's going to put me in prison or kill me. I need you to succeed, bro. I need you to be the hero.
That is exactly right. All of us wanted to go there and celebrate the good work that we thought that they were going to do. And look, they're up against a lot of obstacles. They're up against a lot of things. But what they haven't done is they haven't told us about it. And I don't know why they haven't told us about it. They should be telling us about it, but they're behaving like Christopher Wray. And I don't get that. It's the lack of communication to an intelligent American populace that is equally as offensive as the last administration, right? If you can't get the job done, just tell us why. We'll understand, but no explanation.
Yeah, just like Trump saying the economy's perfect. Final last night, he goes, no, we've had some gains, but it's, you know, just straight shoot us.
Right. Straight shoot us. That's all we want. That's all we have asked for. But government tends not to do that. And it's very unfortunate. Government should be a bit more apologetic. It should be it should explain itself more. It owes its duty and its existence to us, the American people. But again, it behaves with this smug air of condescension, like we don't have to tell you anything because there's no power check on us. And it's unfortunate. I had hoped for more. But we're not getting Alex, and it's an unfortunate sequence of events, and I'm interested to see what Bongino says when he gets out, because he should apologize to Miranda Devine. I mean, what are you doing? You know, you are at the upper echelon of the federal government, and you're going after somebody, corner of a member of a deep state. I'm not going to let this go.
Most people know who she is, but for those who don't know, recap what you just did.
So Miranda Devine has been working behind the scenes against the deep state for a very long time. She authored the Hunter Biden laptop book, Laptop from Hell. She was first and foremost in January 6th coverage. She takes on the deep state at every turn and at every corner. And because she put out a report that Bongino disagreed with, he called her deep state divine, essentially questioning the credibility of her entire body of work. This is a member of the federal government, upper echelon of the FBI.
Yeah, it's one thing to say somebody's wrong. Well, like Serafin, they said he's a deep state scumbag.
Right.
You don't just burn something. We're not even saying Bongino, with all he's done wrong, is a bad guy. Notice we haven't said that. We're saying what's wrong with him. Yeah, that's the thing. He can't just go around stomping on people with no proof.
No, you can't do that. And you can't come back into the private sector, come back to your podcast. I'm the tough guy from New York City. I kick ass and take names. But when I went into D.C., I did a whole lot of nothing. That brand doesn't work anymore. So he's going to have to reinvent himself, because nobody's going to buy into what he's selling. Because when he stepped in the ring, when it came time to speak truth to power and to actually provide meaningful change to the public, nothing happened. A whole lot of nothing happened. And, you know, a whole lot of people got hurt. Their sensibilities were offended. People were bickering amongst each other, but that's not what we expected, and that's not certainly what he signed up for.
So they all call him a clown. She's not calling him a clown. She's telling him he was called a clown.
Yeah,
she's mad at the messenger.
Yeah, she's mad at the messenger for sure. And then you see this other stuff with Cash Patel, with the girlfriend, the interviews. You know, what are you doing? There are murderers at large, right? There are assassination attempts that need
to
be...
And it'd be one thing if he was at UFC once a month. Every other day, he's at some other party.
Yeah.
Dude, go to Hollywood. Don't be the FBI director. Incredible. Joseph D. McBride, McBride Law, New York City. God bless you. Great points. We appreciate you.
God bless you too, Alex.
Yeah, we just call balls and strikes. This is a real tragedy. We needed Bongino to be real. And it's just horrible. Another one of my life posts just sunk. We'll just call it like it is, folks. Harrison Smith, straight ahead. The War Room. Find the live feeds at Infowars.com/show. Band.video and Relog Shows on X. Remember, you got all the power, Paul Revere's. Share that feed. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the Ultramethylene Blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish Sea Moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our Ultramethylene Blue, get our Shilajit. get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship, but I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.